And then, after my mother had these for a while, my daddy bought her a kerosene iron, and of course that was fed with this little dinky tank up here, and mm-hmm. I was scared to death that fool thing, because sometimes they'd blow up on you, you know. Uh-huh. And then, of course, after that, followed the electric iron, the very crude electric iron.
Yeah, but weren't they wonderful?
Oh, man alive, wasn't that something? It certainly was.
I remember those when I was a kid. I don't remember growing up with these, but we always had some of them in our house.
Mm-hmm.
And then the electric iron came along. And boy, mm-hmm. that wet finger and a...
It was wonderful. Oh.
Plug it in, pull it out.
Some of the girls were saying to me the other day, what kind of washing machine did you ever... I never had a washing machine in my life.
Two joints.
That's it. That's the way I did it. And they said, well, why don't you buy a washing machine? I said, well, now I've raised all my family and they're all gone, but just Daddy and I, what would I want with a washing machine? There's too many of these help-yourself laundries.
Sure.
Automatics, and all you got to do is go throw them in and go on and shop while they're running and take mm-hmm. them out and bring them home.
Yeah, we have trouble with that, of course, in the college town because the students are in. Why, they're just full all the time.
Now, Curtis lives in a trailer house with three other boys.
Good.
And they have their own washing machine.
Gee, that's great.
And so they do their own cooking and everything.
Lucky.
They just moved it right down close to, on North Monroe. Do you know where that is?
Yeah.
404 North Monroe mm-hmm. is where he lives now.
Yeah, that's right on campus, just about.
Just about.
Well, it's right there in the university housing. You couldn't ask for anything better.
It was just killing him because he plays baseball, and then all of his studies, and the walking was just, and he runs 3 miles a day. And it was just about to work him to death because they was living at 315 North Main. It's where the trailer house was first put.
Mm-hmm.
And just 2 weeks ago, they moved it over to this.
Good.
Mr. found this place for him.
Good for him. They brought it up from here or bought it up there?
They bought it at Blair. Well, they bought the trailer house right here in Altus.
Oh,
and they
my.
Took it to Blair, and the boys repaired it last summer before mm-hmm. you're ready to go. And then two of the fathers up there hauled it to Stillwater and set it.
That's a smart way to go to school.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It sure was.
I thought of this, but couldn't do it when I was in school.
Yeah. But well, Darlene, that's Curtis's mother. She didn't want him to do this because she was afraid that he couldn't study, you know, and do this. But Curtis is fairly stable.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to study regardless of what the rest of them think or what the rest of them do. A lot of times he said they'll watch television at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and he'll be in his bedroom studying.
Mm-hmm.
And their trailer house is a 3-bedroom. And they do their own cooking.
What a job hauling that thing up there.
Yeah, it was quite a job.
Did they haul it themselves or hire it done?
No, two of the boys' daddies, Mr. and Mr. pulled it up there and set it.
Goodness. That scares me. It's when I see these things mm-hmm. going down the road and the wind mm-hmm. blows and they sway back and forth.
Well, they just caught a real good day and they tore out with it. But we had it pretty well stocked when they went. We all their bedding and everything went right along with it. Their clothes and their dishes and everything. Towels and sheets and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine we're going to have to kind of replenish after this year. I don't know what the boys are going to do with their trailer this summer while they're home. I think Curtis is coming home and spend the summer and probably play a Legion ball again this year. See, he won't be 19 till the 21st of September, so he's got a full summer of Legion ball he can play. But I'm not for sure that he's going to, but I kind of believe he will.
Mm-hmm. Might be just as easy to leave it there and pay rent on the space.
I heard him telling his granddaddy last night something about somebody wanted to store some furniture in this summer.
Oh, that's nice.
So I imagine if they do, that's what they'll do. Because it'll be a lot better on them than renting it out to somebody.
Yeah, and it'll be a lot better on those people who store furniture.
That's
too.
Right. Because you know people just won't take care of things. And I think the boys would be better off just even to lock it up
mm-hmm.
and just pay their lot rent. Mm-hmm.
Have the manager check
mm-hmm.
on it.
Just check on it every once in a while. I think so too.
What buildings did you have out on the farm?